story, doesn't it?
Well, everything that you are living, it is always a good thing to take the positive slant on things, and that is to say, this conversation was valuable to me and to the other for this reason and this reason. Every rendezvous that you have with every person is because of the vibrational countenance that you have going on. And so you could be beating the drum of greedy corporations, and that could be the reason for your rendezvous. Or you could be beating the drum of wanting to be an uplifter, and this person could be beating the drum of wanting to have some answers, and that could be the reason. The point that we are really wanting you to hear is that every person who you rendezvous with, the universe has lined it up because there is vibrational enough similarity. So then if you have done your pre-paving, if you've done your warm-up before you got there, then you're sure of what your vibration is before you get in there. In other words, you can, before you even arrive at the jacuzzi, predetermine who rendezvous there with you by doing your warm-up. If you don't do your warm-up, who knows who will show up? You might have something active in your vibration that you're not even aware is active in your vibration, where if you do your deliberate tuning in vibrational warm-up, now you know whoever rendezvous with you has come because you have valuable things to exchange one with another.
And that's the co-creative process.
That's the deliberate co-creation. Okay. You're constantly co-creating whether you know that you are or not. You're constantly creating whether you know that you are or not. But when you deliberately warm up, when you deliberately think thoughts, when you care about how you feel, and you think thoughts on purpose for the sheer purpose of feeling good, now as the rendezvous come, you have so much more meaningful rendezvous because you are consciously aware of the value of it as it comes for. Don't you just love it when you have pre-paved something and you felt the buzz mentally as a result of the thoughts that you thought, and then the universe delivers something to you that hits it right on the head and says, well, you were right there, so how about this, and how about this, and how about this? So that the words that you're hearing coming out of others' mouths and the rendezvous that happen and the circumstances, events that unfold, Jerry and Esther so enjoy the cosmic humor as non-physical energies are constantly aligning circumstances and events for their surprise and delight. And the more you deliberately think on purpose, more important, the more you deliberately feel on purpose, the more those meaningful experiences will occur. And you won't be wondering what was that about. You will say to yourself, I summoned you because I had something for you and you had something for me. And what a wonderful moment in time we shared in deliberate co-creation. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Thank you. My question has to do with fear. I have this fear that to me appears groundless and baseless that comes up every now and then, and I want to know how to get past it. Move it out of the way, change by whatever.
Before you go further, we want to hear it, but we want to assure you that there are no groundless, baseless fears. But after we talk about it a little bit, we'll tell you what fear really is, and you'll feel better about all of it.
Okay. The fear I have is fear of falling. Anytime I get near an edge, that's more than
the
story or two. Yep. Over we go. I don't know where it came from, or at least I'm not consciously aware of where it came from. It seems to have appeared in my life about mid-20s, and I've tried various things to get past it and haven't been able to so far.
Well, let's go back to what we said that we would give you first, and that is what fear is. Fear is not a representation of something to come, nor is it a warning bell that's saying to you, watch out, this manifestation that you do not want is about to happen. What fear is the sensation that you get when you focus in opposition to who you really are and what you really want. So at a minimum, it's logical to understand that since you don't want to fall and you don't want your body to be broken and you don't want to die an early death, in other words, it's logical to understand that since you don't want those negative things to happen, that when you would think about them, your inner being would not give you the reward of agreement. In other words, you are so worthy.